Well, I'm much pleased at it. Glad to mention. And I said, well, I is too. And it maybe helped. He told me a favor in that year. Then I bring that up. I mentioned it to him. And I said, so-and-so or Mr. So-and-so, I said, I'm glad of the favor that you turned me. Because when you turned me that favor, I was needing it.
All right. Well, have you heard people sometimes say much obliged?
Yeah, much obliged.
If you're not sure whether you will have time or not to do something, you say, I'll have time.
I said, no, I don't think I'll have time to do it. And rather for you to tell you that I'd have time to do it, I would rather for you to go and get somebody else.
All right. On Saturday, you might say, I have to go downtown to do some what?
Do some shopping.
All right. Now, suppose you bought a Christmas gift in a store. And what would you have the storekeeper to do to it before you brought it out of the store? Maybe you wanted to bring it on home to Roxy and already have it ready for you?
Well, I'd want them to bring it out home to Roxy and have it already fixed for me.
Well, what would you want them to put around it, and what would you want them to do to it?
Well, I'd want them to take it and wrap it up nice in some real thick paper.
Mm-hmm.
Brown paper, and they'd do it.
And then, when she got that package out from under the Christmas tree, what would she do?
She would say, I got a Christmas present.
All right. And what would she do first thing before she looked at him?
Well, she would say, thank God, I got a Christmas present.
Good. And then what would she take off of it, or what would she do to it before she looked at him?
Well, before she looked at it, she'd unwrap it.
All
right. And after she unwrapped it, then after she got it unwrapped, she would look at it. And pray is the one that sent the son give her that Christmas present. He says, I certainly thank you for this present that you give me.
If you bought a mule for $50 and then you had to sell him for, say, $40 or something less than you bought him for, you'd say you sold him at a what?
Well, I say I sold him at $40 and I lost money on it.
All right. Now, if a store has to sell something for a lower price than they gave for it, you'd say they sold it at a what?
I say they sold it at a low price.
If you see something in the store, but you think it's too high, you might say, I like it, but it what?
It's too high.
All
right. I won't get it.
Would you maybe say it costs too much or cost is too much?
I would say I like it all right enough and would have got it.
Uh-huh.
But it costs too much.
Right. When it's time to pay a bill, let's say a utility bill, light bill, something like that, you might say the bill is what?
Well, I say the bill is $20.
Right, and when it's time for it to be paid, what do you call that? The bill comes what, on the first of the month?
Well, the bill comes first of the year, I say it's time to pay it.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay the what?
Well, if I belong to a club, I'd have to pay long then, and then probably we would get the people a chance so we can get the money, and we would pay up by the month.
If somebody doesn't have any money, he may go to a friend and try to do what?
Try to borrow it.
Uh-huh. Now, let's say the banker is refusing somebody a loan, and what would he say maybe money is what nowadays?
Well, he said, yeah, we got the money here to loan out. And he said, you can get it, all you got to do. You get a man on your note.
All right. Say back in the Depression days in the 30s, when there wasn't much money around, you'd say money was what then?
Money was scarce.
All right. Now, suppose somebody jumped off into a swimming hole from way up high on a board, had their hand pointed down in the water. What do you call that when they jumped down in? He did what?
They called it diving.
Right. And if you saw somebody that already dived down into the swimming hole, you'd say he did what?
He dived in that swimming hole.
Right. What do you call it when somebody dives in the water and lands on their stomach?
Well, I would call him